Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. We head back to Singapore now once again. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Roger Hasey onto the podcast. Roger, thanks for joining us today. Let's talk the bike and let's talk about some of the things that you do on it to get better. What are you currently riding, by the way?
I'm riding a Quintana Roo Elicito, a 2012 model. Absolutely love it.
It sounds fast.
It's only as fast as the engine on it.
I love it. Let's talk about some of the things you've done on the bike that you reckon has given you a bit of advantage. You touched on it in our first chat about doing some stuff on an indoor trainer of late. Are you finding that's helping your cycling?
Absolutely. Just total return on investment. Being able to design in on what the quality work you need to do, work on your pedal stroke mechanics, neuromuscular strength development and efficiency, second to none.
You talk about like the pedal stroke efficiency. I find that interesting because often people will just get on the bike and just bomb out kilometre after kilometre. But you sound like you're pretty analytical with regards to technique on the bike. I mean, we talk about technique in the pool, but how important is making sure your technique on the bike is up there and doing what it should be doing?
Obviously very important. I think bike position is equally important because that can impact your technique quickly. The body does change also over time, so certainly a lot of merit in checking in on your bike position as flexibility and adaptation of the body changes with experience, but also with age, dare I say.
As far as workouts that you've done that or type of training that you've done on the bike that you think's given you the biggest gains over time, what would you say is the if you can pin it down to one thing you've done that's really improved your bike performance?
For me, absolutely the longer interval training. So it's 3 by 45 minutes at race pace sort of tempo and effort. That's Ironman sort of race pace effort. Building with those into an Ironman for me is a key workout, and it really gets the body tuned into what you're facing race day without taking you into the grey zone or the red zone. With your training through doing something that's excessively long.
And that, I mean, particularly with your background, with coming from that chronic fatigue, that's pretty important.
Yeah, absolutely. And just on the bike, I have power, I have heart rate, I have cadence, but also you've got to learn to feel your effort, because you don't know if any of all those are going to be functioning race day, and also they're only guides at the end of the day. So for me, knowing how you're feeling at a particular point in time, I mean, you've got your own onboard computer. You go through a bit of a roller coaster out there race day. Not everything's going right at all times. So just being able to be intuitive to your effort and to the topography and the climatic conditions that are there, I think is really, really important.
Roger, funnily, we've spoken at length about heart rates and power meters on the podcast, but we haven't really touched on cadence. Talk to me about the role that cadence plays in your training.
Cadence for me, I have a race pace number that I try and target, and that's around 80 RPM. In terms of your actual cycling development, you, for me, need to do a level of low cadence type work, pushing the bigger gears to build build the strength and get the muscle fiber recruitment that you need to develop. Equally, I feel you've got to do a little bit of overpaced cadence work as well, because there can be occasions where you run out of gears, for example, on the way down from Harvey, so you never know when you may need that that bit of up over race cadence, like headroom.
That's pretty interesting. Your favourite workout on the bike, what do you love doing?
I'm always partial for the coffee, right?
You and me both.
But that doesn't help the Ironman time too much. But I think for me, I do love the long ride. But one that sort of progresses through the hours, just progressively increasing the tempo and finishing off strong gives you a lot of confidence, but also that builds your aerobic capacity and fitness through the session.
Brilliant. Roger, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. I look forward to catching up again next time and chat a little bit about your run.
Look forward to it, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.